We told you for the last month or so about the Grads Giving Back contest, where we asked graduating seniors from the class of 2019 to give us pictures of themselves doing something good for the community. And we got a bunch of submissions and thousands of votes. And thanks to McLaren Port Huron, we had $2,000 scholarships to give away. And our two top vote getters are with us right now. Carrie Brown. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
And Emily Tatro. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Carrie, you're from St. Clair High School, correct?
Yes.
Have you had graduation yet?
Yes, it was yesterday, actually.
It was yesterday. How was that?
I didn't go.
Oh, okay.
Yep. It was at a horse show.
All right, fair enough. Emily, your graduation's coming up this week, right?
Yeah, this Wednesday, actually.
All right. Are you excited?
Very excited.
How do you both feel about graduation? Is this exciting?
Yeah,
sad?
It's a super exciting time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fun stuff. So, Carrie, what school are you going to be going to?
I'm finishing up here at SC4. I was doing a middle college program, and then I want to transfer to Oakland.
Okay, awesome. And Emily, how about you?
Michigan State University.
All right, very good. And what are you going to study at MSU?
Natural sciences.
Okay.
Move on to master's in occupational therapy.
Awesome. And yeah, Carrie,
I want to start pre-physical therapy at Oakland.
All right, very good. You submitted a picture of yourself doing volunteer work. What was your picture?
Yes. My picture, I was holding a box of chocolates, which is one of the things that we were selling for fundraising for the Pantry Project, which is a project that I helped start with my 4-H club this past year. This project is we're raising money so we can buy animals at the St. Clair County 4-H Livestock Auction in July, and then the animals will be processed and donated to local food pantries and soup kitchens.
That's awesome. How long have you been involved with 4-H?
I've been involved with 4-H my whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what are some of the other things you've done with 4-H?
I show horses, cattle, pigs, and sheep. So I've done quite a wide variety of clinics and shows and different community service activities in my 4-H group, and it's been wonderful.
Fair is just about another 6 weeks away, right?
Yeah, it's close.
It is close. Emily, how about you? What were you doing in your photo?
I was collecting money outside of Sam's Club for the mentally handicapped, and my picture, I'm wearing a yellow vest. Yeah.
And, and how did you get involved in that?
I've been doing it for a long time. My grandpa brought me when I was a little kid, and I've been going ever since, and it's just something we do.
Yeah, good for you. That's fantastic. What else did you do in high school? Carrie, how about you?
Well, aside from being super heavy involved in 4-H, I was a big member of Michigan Interscholastic Horsemen's Association and National Technical Honor Society.
All right, very good. And Emily?
Yeah, I was in drama club in high school, color guard, National Honor Society, and this year president of the Tree Club.
Wow. So you were very involved, and now it's all over. Now you get see it in the rear view, and
right.
Onward and upward to the next thing. Well, put those $1,000 scholarships to good use. Congratulations.
Right. Thank you.
Jennifer Montgomery is here, the CEO of McLaren Port here, and isn't it great to see graduates that give back to the community, are so involved, and have some bright futures ahead of them?
Absolutely. Every year the bar just gets raised. We have these great young people in our community that are just reaching out. This program that we offer actually engages the whole community because the community has to vote for them. And so we're just thrilled to be able to offer this to them and then see amazing grads like this come forward.
Yeah, great grads indeed. And grads giving back. We sure appreciate it. And we thank you, Jennifer, for the scholarship. And congratulations to our winners. Thanks for coming in this morning.